It's about a half hour before dawn, and we're hiding in a bird blind in a grassy field in southeast Illinois. There are a dozen prairie chicken cocks about 20 yards away. Because it's still dark, we can barely see them, but we can hear them. They're booming. It's a mating call. Shortly after daybreak, a couple of hens are drawn to the gathering of the randy males, and the boys' calls get more excited. A mating dance begins. The cocks stamp their feet, boom and whoop, and jump a foot or two off the ground. One of the males performs a nuptial bow. In a courtly manner, he spreads his wings and lowers his head to the ground. If the hen is receptive, she'll squat, and one pair of the birds does just that. Suddenly, the birds couple and just as suddenly stop. Then, the hen shakes her feathers so they stand on end. It's called rousing, and it means the mating was successful. For about 30 years, Ronald Westermeyer worked at this Illinois preserve, the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area. Westermeyer is retired now, but agreed to take us out to see the last of these birds in Illinois.
Oftentimes, you can sit in a blind for maybe as much as a week and witness cocks and hens on the booming grounds out there and not see a successful mating. But she did it all this morning, so this is apparently the breeding season is coming in strong.
That's good news to the biologists who are trying to save these birds. Westermeyer recently wrote a report published in the journal Science. In it, he explained a few years ago the prairie chicken population in Illinois nearly disappeared.
Our lowest point in this particular population was 1994. We probably had about 45 males was the low point.
45 in the whole state?
In the whole state, yes.
The decline of the prairie chicken began last century. First, it was overhunted. In the 1870s, there was a glut of the birds in the Chicago markets. Hunters were bringing in the game birds they shot by the wagon load. But Westermeyer says the chief problem for the prairie chicken was loss of habitat.
Well, the loss of the prairie was the big one. Illinois originally had about 22 million acres of the native prairie, and we're down to only about 0.01% of that amount. Only a couple thousand acres of native prairie left in the state.
The Illinois prairie chicken population had become so small, so isolated, and so inbred that only about one-third of the eggs were hatching. The gene pool was just too small. Prairie chickens from other states had to be brought in for new breeding stock. John Tepfer helped Illinois get its birds. Tepfer is with a Wisconsin group trying to save the greater prairie chicken.
When you're going to bring in new birds, you in essence have admitted that you are at your last chance, and there's nothing else to turn to except to bring in some new birds to provide some diversity to the gene pool.
Tepfer says he knows it had to be a tough decision to admit the Illinois management plan had failed and bring in birds from out of state to save the population. But he notes the birds don't really pay attention to the political distinction of a state boundary.
One of the philosophical problems you have is the minute you bring in a Minnesota bird or a Kansas bird, you no longer have pure Illinois birds. But realize that 100 years ago, these populations were all interconnected.
A small house serves as the headquarters of the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area. The Illinois Prairie Chicken Breeding Program is organized here. Scott Simpson is the sanctuary manager. He says it wasn't that clear at first that new breeding stock would actually mean more eggs would be hatched. But Simpson says with the new birds, better than 90% of the eggs are hatching now.
We've seen a real significant increase in the population and the increase in the egg success of this flock since we've introduced birds from other states, and it's very encouraging. I'm not saying at some point, 20, 30 years down the road, we may have to do it again, but we're real encouraged with what the results are so far.
Bringing in the out-of-state birds is likely only a temporary fix. The Illinois managers are trying to keep the remaining prairie chickens going on a couple of small preserves of about 2.5 square miles each. Since the range of a prairie chicken hen is about 50 square miles, the Illinois grasslands are the equivalent of a small cage. Without more grasslands, the Illinois birds will once again fall victim to inbreeding, and again the flock will face the end of its existence. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.